You'll notice on the board behind me, I've written a scripture that probably most of you, if not all of you, know by heart. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I'd like to stress or emphasize two words here in this scripture, and that is work together. Who in here likes to bake cookies and brownies and sweet stuff? When I got married, I was telling myself, I had not done a lot of cooking, but I knew how to bake. I knew how to make cookies and brownies and those kind of things. You know, spaghetti and meatloaf, not so much, but we survived and I learned. But I think we all like to bake. Did you know there's actually a scientific formula to baking? I did not know this. It's very important. Each ingredient has something it does. It has a job to perform, and it's very important. Some of them you might be able to leave out, but for the most part, it's very important that, especially in baking. Now, if you're making a pot of chili on the stove, go for it. I found out last night, taco meat, leftover taco meat is amazing in chili. Who knew? Sometimes when you're cooking on the stove, you can throw things in there and it works out pretty good. But baking, it's a little bit more delicate. You got to be a little bit more careful. But tonight we're going to talk about making chocolate chip cookies. Yes. Who's a fan? Okay. Awesome. All right. So I brought the ingredients. You were hoping for cookies, weren't you? All right, so I'm going to show you some ingredients here, and I'd like to know who of you would like to eat these by themselves? Not cooked. They're not any in here, by the way. All right, so there's eggs. Butter. I mean, it's not too bad, but for the most part, just not chewing on a stick of butter when I want a snack. Baking soda. Nothing like a good spoonful of baking soda. Sugar. Not too bad. Somebody might be a taker on that one. Okay. All right. Super. All right. This is my flour. Coconut flour. I know. But this is our flour. It was easier than my big container of flour. So I brought the small one.
That's a real thing?
It is a real thing. It is. And this. Anybody want to just chug this down? Yeah, it's salt. It's the healthy kind. Okay, now this is the one. Yeah, I didn't have chocolate chips. We got butterscotch chips, which are pretty good. I know. However, I think I got some takers on that one. And, oh wait, here's some more. Anybody want to chug this vanilla? Oh, anybody try chugging vanilla? I have a feeling the answer is yes. Okay, a bad word, she used vanilla. Okay. All right, so we're going to cook tonight. Not really, but because I don't have an oven. However, first thing we need to start with is recipe book. This is one of my favorite recipe books because it calls for sweetened condensed milk. And I just believe that if you put sweetened condensed milk in just about anything, it will taste amazing. Maybe not meatloaf. However, we're talking about desserts. So we're going to need a cookbook. Especially if you've never done this before. Once you've cooked a long time, you might kind of get the hang of it. And some of those older cooks, they can just start throwing a dab of that and a spoonful of that. But if you've never made cookies before, you might want to follow a recipe. But we're going to get a spiritual lesson, of course, out of it as we go. And so, what might be our recipe book, spiritually speaking? The Bible. Yeah, I think we knew it over here. Now, not just any recipe book. For instance, if my adorable grandchildren wrote a recipe for grandma, I'm not going to trust it a whole lot. Not sure what they're putting in there, but probably won't trust it. So we need a good cook, somebody who's done this before, who knows what they're doing. So God is the author of the recipe that we're following, spiritually speaking. The ingredients are going to be situations and things that happen in our life. Different things that maybe things we should be doing, maybe things that happen to us, and we'll kind of assign an ingredient definition to each of those. And the finished product will be something that will feed us, something that might feed other people, that will help other people. So let's start with flour. All right. So generally, it's not this kind of flour. It's usually a white flour. Now, is anybody in here, would you like to taste this? You ever tasted flour before? It's not too exciting. It's just a powder. This one smells a little bit like coconut, but it's not that great by itself. It's a little tasteless. Actually, you might compare it to Bible reading. Some days you just read that Bible and you're just like, I have no idea what I just read. This is not making a lot of sense. Why am I doing this again? Raise your hand if you've ever thought that. We all have. Especially if you try to read your Bible through in a year and you're trying to go through Leviticus fast. That will be very dry, very hard. You need something to wash it down. Perhaps you might need just a little bit of prayer with your Bible reading to help you understand it. An understanding of God's word holds everything together. See, there's a purpose for the flour. We don't want to leave this out of our cookies because flour actually will give it body or structure. It's going to hold our dough together, hold all over. It's going to hold the eggs with the sugar. And so the Bible reading, it's going to hold things together. Might need a little bit of prayer with it. Might need somebody to help us. Think about the eunuch when he was reading his copy of the Bible, Isaiah. And Philip came up there and he said, do you understand what you're reading? And the eunuch's like, no. He said, how can I understand unless somebody guides me? So sometimes, mixed in with this flour, we might need a little help from other people. You might need a Sunday school teacher. You might need to go to Sunday school and then hear what the teacher has to say. You might need young people's meeting. Oh, Brother Steve, he just explained that. I never saw that scripture like that before. Now I understand it. You might need to go to church. Don't leave out the flour. Just like we need our daily bread, our chocolate chip cookies definitely need some flour. Baking soda. How important do you think is the baking soda? Actually, baking soda will cause a chemical reaction. Anybody ever made the little lava mountains in your science class? No. What is this world coming to? We had so much fun making our volcanoes, and you add the baking soda in that, and it flows out off the side and makes, it's a chemical reaction, and your cookies are going to need this to rise. If you have super, super flat cookies, sometimes it's because the baking sodas went bad and you need to get fresh baking soda. This will actually create carbon dioxide when the oven is heated the cookies up, and the carbon dioxide will make the cookies rise. I'd like to think of this as like prayer. Sometimes we just got to have a little prayer to give us that lift to get through the day, to help us be able to handle what life is bringing to us. Salt. It might seem odd that something sweet needs salt. Does anybody know what salt does to sweet things? It enhances the flavor. It actually makes it sweeter. It makes the dough firm as you're working in, especially like if you were making maybe a bread, but it's going to firm up the dough and it's going to slow down some of these chemical reactions that we had no idea were happening because we're just making cookies. What might the salt be? I thought maybe good Christian influences. Matthew 5 and 13 says, ye are the salt of the earth. Let me tell you why you're here. You are to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors on this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and you will end up in the garbage. I thought that was a very good quote. You're here to make people more aware of God. You need to be salty. And you need salty people in your life, good influences, to bring out the sweetness, to bring out the goodness of what God is doing. Let salty people influence you. And those who have lost their saltiness, spend less time with them. They're not adding to your recipe. Next, we have butter. Butter is a binding agent, holds things together, makes the dough workable, actually gives good flavor to your cookies. I like to think of it as working for the Lord. It holds things together. God's kingdom needs workers. He needs us to all work together 1 Corinthians 15 and 58 says, "Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." Many hands, that old saying, make light work. So to me, that's just working together for the Lord. Then we have sugar. Nobody has trouble eating sugar. We eat way too much of it, I'm sure. Right there. It's going to bring sweetness to our cookies. I thought about a cheerful, happy attitude in our life. I keep saying two positives for one negative. I say that to myself a lot. I say it to my mom, to my kids sometimes. Two positives for every negative. It helps a lot. I hit that deer. Oh, thank you, Lord, I wasn't going faster. Thank you, he wasn't going slower. Thank you, the car still works and we got home just fine. Thank you, the light. There's like five positives right there for that one negative of hitting the deer. Thank you, he's not dead. Proverbs 17 and 22 says, "A merry heart doth good like medicine." We got to work sometimes on our attitude. Don't leave out the sugar. Personally, I'm no interest in making cookies without sugar. I think it's going to taste a little strange. Whether it's honey or sugar or molasses, you need a sweetener in there. And some days we just get up and we're just grouchy as all get out. Oh, I got to go to school today and the alarm, I didn't hear it. And I don't have time for a shower. And I forgot to do my homework. And now my car won't start. And the dog just bit me. And at our house, I'm like, if I'm your mother, I'm wanting to hide. Okay, I don't know you. Just leave. Maybe you'll be in a better attitude. Find sugar on your way home. Find sugar. And so, but if we're not careful, it's interesting how we can just be, we can be negative without even trying. Like, it's just like automatic. We can just think of the negatives. We have to physically add sugar. We have to add positives, positive thoughts in our life. Whoa, I woke up today. I've had migraines for years, probably from age nine maybe, until probably just a couple of years ago. Severe migraines. Migraines that would come on a regular basis and I knew when they were coming. And I would just cringe knowing they were coming. And so many times here in the last couple years, I will wake up and I'll say, I don't have a headache. I haven't had a migraine for months. I feel good today. I can think. I'm in my right mind. I have a good home. I have plenty of food in the kitchen. Wow, how that sugar makes my cookies taste so much better. But you have to physically add it. Usually there's not somebody beside you pouring the sugar in. Much as I love my husband, he's a little quieter, and he doesn't wake up going, "Sherry, aren't you happy that you haven't had a migraine for like 2 years? And isn't it awesome that I went to work last night and made lots of money for our family?" And nope, he's not doing that. I have to add the sugar. And so do you. Vanilla. So I heard some groans when I pulled this out. Who in here has tasted this by itself? I remember as a kid, it smells pretty amazing. I'm just saying, I'm gonna smell it. Just turn. Oh, it smells good. It does. And I remember as a kid finding this in my mom's cupboard. I'm like, it has to be good. Whoa, 41% alcohol. I didn't know that back then. Anyway, I get a good chug of it. It tasted horrible. And then, typical child, I thought to myself, wonder how many of my siblings I could con into drinking this. I was not always the best kid. Just saying. What color is this? If you could see it, it's usually black. It's very dark. Vanilla is usually dark. Kind of represents some of the dark things that happen in our life. However, it reduces the eggy taste. I haven't got to the eggs yet, but personally, when I eat chocolate chip cookies, I do not want to taste eggs. Eggs go with bacon, not chocolate chips. Just my preference. Maybe you like them together. This actually tones down that eggy flavor. It also will bring out some of the other flavors. And if anybody remembers when Sister Arlene brought a lesson in here about painting and how important it is that you add in the black. The black gives depth to that painting, makes other colors kind of stand out. So to me, that the vanilla is kind of like the dark places in life that we go through. 1 Peter 4 and 12 says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you." Don't leave out the vanilla. It's very important. It's very good. Actually, you could leave it out and your cookies might turn out, but they're not going to be as good as they would otherwise. Then we have eggs. Did you know that eggs perform over 20 different functions in this recipe? I am not going to tell all of them to you. It takes too long. However, it makes the cookies soft. It gives richness and taste. It prevents them from crumbling. You ever get a cookie and you just can't hardly hold it together? It's like, as you're walking through the house, you've left a trail. Eggs are supposed to help with that. Binds them together. I kind of thought about like our church family, the Church of God. We come together and we bring testimonies and we pray for each other and we encourage each other, and it prevents pieces from falling off. We need each other, and it makes you feel loved because we're a family. We reach out and we say, oh, your house burned down. Let me give you some money. Let me help you out. Oh, you've had a hard time this week. I want you to know that I've been praying for you. Or you see somebody come to church who hasn't been for a while because they've been sick, and you're like rejoicing with them because they're better. The Church of God just reminds me a little bit of eggs. Keeps us together. Prevents that crumbling. It's a support system. It also is a binder. In Isaiah 61:1 talks about how we're to bind up the brokenhearted. There's just nothing like when you're going through a hard place and you have somebody say, I've been there too. I'm praying for you. I've told this story many times, but I'll tell it again. When my dad died in 1987, I remember leaving the hospital. And as I left the hospital, I looked around me and people were laughing, just going about their normal day. And I thought, how dare you laugh? How dare you laugh? In my heart, I didn't say it out loud, but I thought, my world is just turned upside down. My dad died. My mom has 5 kids at home and my brother's 3. How are they going to make it? How could anybody be laughing today? And I came to church that couple of days later, Sunday morning, and I came to church and Bonnie Decker walked up to me and she hugged me. And I said, why, Bonnie? Why? And she said, that's what I said when my dad died. I think she might have been maybe 14 or 15. And I thought, she gets it. That meant more to me than all of the I'm sorry's, I'm praying for you, which were awesome and important. But she had walked in my shoes. She had been in that valley. To me, it's like the eggs. Bind up the brokenhearted, especially somebody that's going through something that you've been through. And you're like, hey, been there. God helped me. I'm praying for you. We need our eggs. Then there's the chocolate chips, or as we have tonight, the butterscotch chips. These are just completely extra. Your cookies will be fine without them, but just not quite as good. And I think this is just like the blessings in life. The little things that come along, you don't need them. It's just because. Sometimes I think when things happen extra like that, and I just feel like saying, thank you, just because, God. It was like, a just because you sent that down for me. Now, we've got all these ingredients together. What do we need to do next? We're going to have to beat some things together. So I brought my mixer here. We're going to have to beat, first of all, does anybody know the 2 ingredients I'm going to have to cream together? Sugar and butter. Yes, sugar and butter. This is actually going to create some air as you're beating them together. Personally, I have a problem with this. Don't using the beater on ingredients, but I don't necessarily like to go through things in life that seemingly beat me. Another word for beat is buffet. There's scriptures that talk about things that buffet us. It's like we're just being tried. And I was thinking about some songs, and one of them, I was actually playing it in my car on the way in here. So sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes some of those terrible things in life, they actually work for our good. Now, once it's all mixed together, we add all the rest of the ingredients in there. We're going to drop it by rounded tablespoon. If you're like me, you know, 4th cup, I don't know. However big you want these cookies. Put it on a cookie sheet. And I thought about how that Isaiah 64:8 talks about molding clay. It says, Lord, you're our Father and we're the clay. And you're our potter and we're the work of your hand. Sometimes things are going on in life. I don't like most of these ingredients. I don't like it, but they come together and God's working something. He's trying to work something and I don't like it and I'm resisting. I got to hold still. God says, this is going to be really good when I get done. You have no idea how good this is going to be. Hold still. Let the baking soda do its action. Let the vanilla do what it's supposed to do. Then we have to bake it for 9 to 11 minutes. Isaiah 48 and 10 says, I have tested you in the furnace. The song that says, in the heated furnace, Father, let me stay. Not a big fan of raising my hand on that verse, because I've been in enough furnaces to know I don't want to stay in them. I'm usually saying, God, get me out of here. But anybody taking cookies out after like 4 minutes, what do they look like? The butter's starting to just kind of run and they're just gooey. And I mean, I'm not adverse to eating raw cookie dough. It's pretty good. Actually, at our house, we've had children make a whole batch that never made it to the oven. They just ate the cookie dough right out of the bowl. However, I'm not a big fan of this in-between thing. Just taking it out, it's been there 4 minutes, and it's just kind of just in a puddle, and it's nasty. In the heated furnace, Father, let me stay. There's something God's trying to do. That cookie's not going to be finished. That's what God is trying to work in your life is not going to be finished if you run from the trial or the heated furnace. Now, what if we just said, you know what, I'm not going to follow this recipe. I mean, I've never made cookies before, but how hard can it be? I am going to do it. I've got it. I'm going to throw some different ingredients in. At our house, we like hot chocolate pudding, especially if it's got like some whipped topping in it. And so one time I was making it, and it calls for cornstarch, which is a thickener, which is also in a metal jar, in a glass jar with a metal lid. And I grabbed this instead. And I kept thinking, this is not getting thick. But boy, it's bubbling up. It's like, well, this body, and we got lots of chemical reactions going. And finally, I went to the cupboard, and I'm like, I had the cocoa, and then I got the milk. I'm checking every ingredient. And I pulled that jar out, and I'm like, this is just not going to be good. So I had to throw it away. And I'll tell a story on Whitney. She has a very good brownie recipe. It's very delicious. But and it calls for baking to powder. Anyway, two or three times she'd make them and they were like a big hole in the middle, just a big sunk, and it was kind of, you know, like a volcano. It happened, only it was just the after effect of it. And so finally I went over and looked, and once again, the jars were very similar in very close places, and she had grabbed the wrong one. So it is important on ingredients. And if you've never baked before, probably shouldn't just start throwing things in a bowl and hoping for the best. Now, God wants this recipe to feed someone. That's the whole reason we're making cookies. Somebody wants to eat cookies, right? And God knows what's working in your life is going to feed somebody. Usually you and somebody else. I remember when Steve had a stroke and one of his siblings said to me, I think the reason why this is happening is to help so-and-so. I don't even remember now who she said. And I just remember thinking, I think it's for all of us. It's going to work good for all of us if we let it. So whatever God's working in your life right now, whatever this difficult situation may be that you're going through, and maybe you're still in the vanilla or yucky baking, what is this, soda stage, God has a plan to feed someone. He sees way out past the oven part. He sees people standing around eating those cookies. He sees the good. This situation is going to work if you'll keep all the ingredients, what they're supposed to, don't be switching them out. And if you'll let the baking process go, your recipe is tailored just for you, for the situation you're in. What if you've never made cookies before and you're making them maybe for you and somebody else, and you're like, I'm just gonna get kind of creative here. I'm gonna throw an extra ingredient in. I mean, how could you go wrong with peanut butter? Whoa, that should be really good. I'm gonna put peanut butter in these cookies and take them to school and pass them out. And you don't know that your best friend has a peanut allergy. Well, God knows all the allergies. God knows all the ingredients that are not going to work well. Don't start throwing things in there extra. Don't substitute out. Does anybody think that if I got some baby powder, which looks really similar to flour, and just put it in here, you think it'd be okay? I mean, here lately we're reading some things in the news about baby powder. It has asbestos in it. So don't even buy it. Yeah, I know, it's a little problematic. But I'm pretty sure that in our cookies, it's gonna be a problem to put baby powder instead of flour. Even though it looks really similar. Looks like, yeah, I'm out of flour. Just grab that. Might be. So what are you substituting for Bible reading? If this was Bible reading, oh, I think I'll just listen to the Gaither Vocal Band as I run out of the house. That'll be good enough. They'll say something about Jesus in there. I'm sure it's a scripture. It'll be good enough for my Bible reading. Don't substitute things. What about instead of the butter, we put in vegetable oil? I mean, it's a lot of work to cut butter into sugar or into flour, depending on. You ever do that? You got to cut it up in little pieces, and your butter needs to be room temperature, and you just get in there with your hands and make a big mess, and it's a lot of work. What if we just poured vegetable oil in, and we're all done? It's not going to be quite the same. The vegetable oil, it's a fat, just like butter is, but we're not going to have the same result. And this butter is like working for the Lord. And you're like, yeah, I know they called work day, but somebody will show up. Somebody else will do it. I'm tired. You're creating something in your spiritual life every day. Every day. Perhaps right now you've just started with the flour. Right now you're just at the Bible reading stage. Maybe then you'll add a few more ingredients as the week goes on. But at the end of the week, you're going to feel pretty beaten and discouraged because you're still making something. You're not finished yet. Well, then next week comes and you're in a fiery trial. Your cookies are almost done. Hang in there. When the recipe is followed exactly as God wrote it, it's for you and the people around you. This spiritual food will provide exactly what you're going to need in the next few weeks and the people around you to give them the strength to continue on in their walk with God. Now, I think it'd be a little bit harsh to sit here and talk about cookies and not bring any. So, I didn't make them. I'm sorry. I apologize. We don't have the best cookies, but I did bring some for you. So, I've had two volunteers. All right, come on up. Two volunteers right there. Those two right there. Everybody could have at least two or three. So you start on one side, open up and pass them out, and you start on the other.